What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing really well. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. All the good things to you. For the next few days, we're going to be playing some throwback episodes here on The Breakdown. We're getting old. Like, we're nearing 1,000 episodes. And so we have some greatest hits that we want you to hear from over the years, today, tomorrow, and I think even on Monday. So I just want you to be able to tune in, listen to some of our most important episodes. Please, 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 if you're not already, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on Spotify, and we'll see you here for the next few days with some of our greatest hits. Take care, everybody.
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Every day I see people on all of my social media pages asking, and it's a good question to ask, why don't more quote unquote good police officers, and we can debate all we want if they're good officers and bad officers. People say, why don't more good police officers speak out against police brutality and police misconduct and police abuse? I know the answer to that because so many officers that have tried to speak out on misconduct in their departments end up getting targeted and harassed by other officers in the department. But let me show you what really happens. First, I want to play a clip of a young man who was a police officer who filmed a video that went super, super viral. I saw it shared everywhere in the days after George Floyd was murdered. And it was a powerful video, super insightful, of him just saying, here are the things that should have been done differently, and the fact that they weren't is despicable. To me, it was healthy. Like, if you want people to have any trust of police whatsoever, like, put this guy out front to say, yeah, listen, I'm a police officer, but this thing that you all did to George Floyd, that's despicable. And here's why. I want to play that clip for you. And then I want to give you an update after I play the clip. Just one second.
Let's talk things that happened in Minneapolis, cop standpoint, right? I'm disgusted with the things that happened in Minneapolis. Period, point blank. Things could have went way different. At the end of the day, let's talk facts. Guy is on the ground. He's laying on his stomach. He have handcuffs on. It's four of y'all, one of him. Four of y'all, one of him. Who has control of this situation? It's not much one person could do against four people. Now let's get deeper, right? As an officer, you are a first responder, right? So if in the midst of you trying to gain compliance, someone is hurt, you have to render aid. So somebody's saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. You don't think to yourself and say, oh my gosh, this guy can't breathe. He might die. Let me render aid, right? Another point, officers, other officers, if you're going to be an officer that's going to stand there and not help when things go wrong, come on, like you don't see that? That's the reason I got behind this badge, right? Because I want them officers that's afraid to step up, I want to be the one to step up. If I see wrong happening, wrong is not happening in my presence, right? I'm going to check it. And that's period.
That's powerful, right? I mean, he not only makes so much sense, but he said it with the right level of righteous indignation and frustration. And if you could see it, and I'll try to show it on Thursday on The Breakdown Live, if you could see it, you would understand that the brother was deeply disturbed by what he saw, which was the natural response. Well, this morning, He said on social media that after he posted that, that he was removed from active duty for the past 2 months and that yesterday he was fired. Let me play you the post.
What's going on? Y'all know I'm Officer Williams, the one who did the viral George Floyd video, right? So being transparent with y'all, for the last 2 months, my job put me on administrative leave to do an investigation into my TikTok. After this investigation was done, which I found out today, I was relieved of my duties from that certain job. And upset, confused, I mean, I felt all the emotions. I don't know, I was just all over the place. I just really wanted to bring it to y'all because y'all been supporting me, y'all been rocking with me, and I wanted to be transparent with y'all. One thing I do know is God don't miss. God never miss. So at the end of the day, what's for me, never gonna go past me. It's never going to miss me. And God felt like it was the need to do this right now. So just wanted to keep y'all in the loop. Yeah. Thank you.
I have so much to say about this, but I want to give a quick word from one of our sponsors, and then I'll be right back, kind of unpack and explain what we just heard. The breakdown. So we learn, you know, when we see things like this, we have to not only say, damn, I can't believe this man lost his job because he posted the truth about George Floyd, the obvious truth about what good policing, in his opinion, would have looked like in that moment. In fact, I know I am who I am. They should have given this man a promotion. They should have made him the face of their department. Like, they should have made him the director of communications. They should have elevated his role to show, like, no, I know that millions and millions of you, including myself and most of our listeners, are disgusted with American policing right now, but I'm one of the police officers who wants to do this drastically differently and in a way that's totally, totally different than what I just witnessed in the George Floyd video. Instead, the man lost his job, but it's not just about him. These moments where men like this, officers like this, lose their job is teaching all police that if you murder people, we'll protect you. We'll defend the hell out of you. If you abuse, assault, if you do a long list of things that are abusive to people, we will go out of our way to not only make sure you never lose your job, but that you get well compensated, that you are protected. Hell, some officers who've killed people have 24/7 security at their house. But if you dare even mildly speak up against not injustice in your own department, but if you speak up against injustice in a department 1,000 miles away, we're going to fire your ass. Periodpointblank.com. You will be gone. And the message is loud and clear. And departments are really drawing a line in the sand all over the country, including the NYPD, which just endorsed Donald Trump, which is deeply disgusting. The first presidential endorsement they've ever made. And they're letting us know, like, this is how we feel. You speak out against police brutality, we'll fire you. We get a chance to make a presidential endorsement, we're going all in for Donald Trump. So listen, don't have any hard feelings when we talk about defunding the police. They're asking for it. Listen, I've got to run. Today is a short, quick episode of The Breakdown. Hope you learned something. Glad to be back on air. We've been on sabbatical for the past week, just playing some of our classic episodes. But super glad to be back with all of you. Love and appreciate you. Take care, everybody.
Break it down. The break.